All right, it is KOVE's Today in the 10. Good morning. We go to the phone and welcome a very special guest. Joining us once again is the governor of the great state of Wyoming, Mr. Mark Gordon. Governor, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Jared. Kind of recovering after Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
How are the holidays for you? What does the first family of Wyoming usually do on Thanksgiving?
We went home, vaccinated cows, worked cows, had four grandchildren helping us, ages very young. So it was a great, great time. It was a great time.
Great. Glad to hear it. You and your team have been working on the budget for the next couple of years. I imagine that is a time-consuming, lengthy process. Give us a peek behind some of those closed doors. What goes into discussing the budget?
Well, yeah, and you know, it's a good question because it is, this is a very conservative budget, but it comes at the end of a very volatile time. You know, just to sort of put this in perspective, back in 2020, we had 33 rigs, drilling for oil and gas in the state, and things were good. Then along came a little thing called COVID, which I know folks in Fremont County know. And we lost a third of our revenue. So we had to make some incredibly deep cuts. Some of those cuts are still on the books. But what the legislature did with my budget last year was to backfill some of that with some of the federal dollars that were coming in. So we're now looking at a timeline where we're going to have more normal revenues. It looks like we have some great running room ahead of us, but we've got to be cautious about that. But we are not, you know, expecting to have huge volumes of federal dollars to make up for challenges. So this has been a budget that we have gone into very conservatively, tried to make sure that we did the best that we could to make sure we have the services that people need and want, and you know, on that note, a couple of things that we really found were important. One is making sure that we have adequate mental health, and one is making sure that we got property tax relief right and got it to the people who need it the most. We've made enormous strides, and Brad Kindle up there in your county has been great. With the Wyoming Innovation Partnership, we want to make sure that advances. That's important to be able to make sure our workforce can meet changing, employment and changing industry. You know, all industries are beginning to change, and so we need to be able to make sure people in Wyoming have access to that. And then lastly, and this is one of those that's always been an issue, but really is an important issue now, is how do we push get back against the federal government that is just intent on ruining those very industries that support our schools, help us pay lower taxes, all that stuff. And that's to make sure that our federal natural resource planning account, which is referred to as FNRPA, that is flush to be able to do what we need to do on the Rock Springs RMP, sage grouse, on grizzly bears, on all the issues that we're fighting with this administration on.
I know that Wyoming property owners appreciate the property tax relief efforts. Why was that something you were so concerned with this time around?
Well, I think because Wyoming was open and because people found Wyoming to be a favorable place to live, we've seen a lot of people moving in and buying properties, which has increased the assessed valuations. That's raised people's property taxes. And if you're on a fixed income, if you're a family that's been there for some time and owned the same property and suddenly it's much more valuable, that makes it more difficult for you to pay those taxes. So we put in $10 million a year ago. We kind of bumped it a little bit when we found out the need. 9,000 families took advantage of it. In this budget, we've actually more than doubled what that is, and we're anxious to make sure that we get relief to people that truly need it, and that we address this particular issue, which is which is related to the fact that people love Wyoming. I think one thing that people should always bear in mind, though, on property tax does not go to the state. Property tax goes to the county. And if you look at Fremont County, where you've got the reservation and tribal lands very much involved, those don't necessarily pay taxes the same way normal people would. It's just a feature of the circumstance. So for a county like Fremont, making sure that we have those tax dollars coming in to do things like make sure the roads get cleared, make sure ambulance service can happen, make sure that those services that we expect from the county can get accomplished.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, our guest on KOVE. Governor, I know your commitment to mental health across Wyoming has been a big deal, and the budget reflects that. What do you hope for here in the next couple of years as far as mental health services across Wyoming?
Well, the really exciting and good news is that we have budged a little bit off the bottom. We are no longer the highest suicide state in the nation. And, you know, as I think about things like veterans to veterans up in Dubois, last year or earlier this year, we graduated a number of coaches that help veterans who are suffering from anything from moral injury to PTSD. That program has taken off. Over in Pinedale, the Jay Foundation, those efforts are beginning to make it clear that it's okay to ask for help. We have just far too many people, far too many families that are affected, from seniors to just run-of-the-day people. I know my minister in KC, her son, just brand new baby and newly married, in the Army, things going well, and decided to terminate his life. And it was just, it's just not the thing that anybody should see. And then especially in the high schools, just yesterday I was down in Rock Springs, had a community hall meeting, and just heard a tragic story about a young wrestler who just really didn't know exactly where to turn. And we just need to do a lot better. So we have a 988 service, which has made a big difference for taxpayers. I got to tell you that 988 service, over 95% of the calls have been resolved without having to activate law enforcement or EMTs. That's a tax savings. And when they're resolved by somebody who knows where Metitzi is or understands where Ethity is, or Jeffrey City, they would understand. It's just much better to talk to somebody who knows the state.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Turning to energy, natural resources, Wyoming has always been a leader in energy in a lot of respects. Are there plans going forward to assure jobs and that energy continues across the state?
Absolutely. That has been a hallmark of my time here as governor. It's also what I worked on extensively as treasurer before that. We want to make sure that our coal, oil, and gas industries stay robust and strong. We are really fighting a federal government that thinks that's the reason that we have climate change. We're trying to point out that we can do something about that with fossil fuels and make a difference there. We are also, carbon capture and sequestration, better technologies, actually doing something to manage our forests in a way and incorporate that in some of the technologies that produce energy. Nothing against wind or solar, except they take up a very large land mass. And so there's got to be a balance, because if we're talking migration corridors, wildlife habitat, just loving our open space. I know Senator Case in your country has always talked about when you have a ton of windmills out there, it kind of changes the way our open space expectations are. So balancing that, but not wanting to hold it back at the same time is important. And then lastly, what I'd say is it's exciting, I think, particularly for Fremont County, that we're starting to see a lot more interest in nuclear. That's obviously a huge part of the legacy of Fremont County. And we're excited that TerraPower down on Kemmerer is just signed an MOU that has domestic production of uranium. Hopefully that comes back to help our uranium producers and bring more jobs into Wyoming, but particularly also be able to help reinvigorate what's going on right there in Fremont County.
I know this is kind of a broad question, but as we turn the page to 2024 here in the next few days, what are some of your goals for the new year? Where do you see Wyoming headed here as we turn the page to a new year?
You bet. Well, I got to tell you, I'm very excited. Wyoming is the most economically diverse it's been in a long time. We have a lot of companies that are starting to move into Wyoming. It's just exciting to have Kefaru, for instance, move into Riverton. We've got little manufacturers that are showing up here, there, and everywhere, Eagle Claw. And so it's been great to see as our tourism industry, as our ag industry starts to expand with meat processing and other aspects. So I'm very excited about where Wyoming's economy is going. We want to support that. And in supporting that, that's why that Wyoming Innovation Partnership is so important, to be able to educate people who are interested in new things to do and ways to do it. It's so important that we provide the kind of economic underpinnings that help these businesses grow. That's not giving them direct subsidies. It is making sure we have the best climate for businesses to grow. I also think that it is absolutely essential that we do the best we can to make sure we have the best schools, because I think when we look at what is going to keep people in Wyoming, young families raising their kids, and I remember talking to one of the owners of Kefaru who said, "We love it here. This is where our kids can feel safe. They can be out in the outdoors. They can really grow up with all the right circumstances." And I think if we get young families that are moving into places like Lander and Dubois and Riverton and Thermopolis and other places like that, we will see our main streets grow and expand. We'll see cafes and we'll see lots of other things that will start to really turn our crank even more. It's starting next year. I want to see it go faster and harder.
All right. I look forward to it. Really appreciate your time as always. Hopefully you get to relax at least a little bit for the upcoming Christmas season and enjoy your family again. But Governor, thanks for all you do for the state, and really appreciate you taking some time this morning.
Thanks, Jared. Always good to talk to you, and I hope everybody has a good December.